traffic chaos culminating on Saturday when several cars got wet. One car had to be towed out from amongst the waves as people scrambled to get off the beach and get away from the oncoming onrushing tides. Kerry County Council's response to this, and we asked them questions as to what they were doing and were fines issued, how was the situation controlled. They said they had two wardens and two enforcement officers on duty at Inch Beach over the weekend. It was a particularly busy weekend, not least because of the warm weather conditions. The council continues to work to locate suitable additional land for parking at this location. In the longer term, the council has invested €50,000 under the Outdoor Recreational Infrastructure Scheme, which is being used to develop an infrastructural development plan for Inch Beach. A brief is currently being prepared in this regard and will deal with the following matters: mobility, traffic management and parking strategy, pedestrian access and accessibility for all, and facilities and public realm. So that's what the council is saying it's doing. However, the council has been reviewing the situation in Inch for over 10 years. And the feeling locally is that this happens every year, every weekend that there's good weather. Throughout the busy season, you have traffic chaos, hundreds, maybe thousands of cars parking on the beach at a time, all culminating into flashpoints like we saw last weekend. So is now the time to finally grasp the nettle and do something about it and ensure that the situation is sorted out for once and for all? Well, shortly before coming on air this morning, I spoke to the assistant PRO of the Inch Community Council, Maura Nerean, and I first of all asked her for her reaction to what happened at the weekend.
Yeah, look, I spoke to another reporter a couple of days ago, and really, we have seen this before. It's not an everyday occurrence, but it does happen at the flash points, those really, really hot days at the height of summer, or sometimes in September when the whole of County Kerry descends on Inch because the beach attracts people because you can drive onto it. That's part of the problem in some ways. And if we ask cars to come off the beach and they try to monitor it, then they're up on the road, which creates a bigger problem again. So our reaction was, well, it was disappointment and dismay, but it's not new. This is an ongoing problem. We're a new community council, and obviously we want to take it on now and see how we can move it forward.
Now, we had been hoping
work with the county council, that's what we want to do, work with them again, see what can we put, because I suppose it has to be addressed.
Yeah.
We can't just say every year the summer's over, now we're okay till next year.
Yeah, that's kind of what's been happening for the last number of years, Maura. It's been put on the back burner when it goes into the off-season.
That's exactly it. So we hope, like, we're new, we're enthusiastic, and we have a lovely group of, I mean, the old renders, we have a lovely group of young people as well, who really are interested in their community and in problem-solving. It's not about giving out about the county council and why it's like this. We just take the situation as it is and try and move it forward. We must move it forward now, by whatever means. So we'll explore all avenues. Talking to local landowners, and even though a lot of the community would feel, you know, that's not our job, that's the county council's job, but I think we'll have to work together and see what we can come up with, what other communities have done.
Mark, can I ask you, there's a number of difficulties. It's not an easy fix because you only have one way at the moment into the beach and one way out of the beach. You have one coastal road that runs alongside it, and you have to access, I suppose, land, which is easier said than done, I guess.
Yes. That's the biggest problem here, really. All the land in close proximity to the beach might suit for car parking is privately owned. I won't go into the details because that's the landowner's business, but the county council have approached at different times, and for whatever reason it hasn't worked out. So maybe we have to think of moving a little bit further away and see if there any other landowner who might be interested in providing, or whatever the word is, you know, getting involved and making the land available. Some areas, I believe, we're only learning, have make land provisionally available during the high season, but really we're only starting out as a new council now, and we'd have to just become fully informed and see what we might do with the council. We'll have to work together.
Yeah. Maura, and again, this is all up for planning and all up for grabs in terms of what happens. The council have said that they're going to be carrying out a review of how things are done, the public realm at the beach, all of that. Would the ultimate goal be, do you think, to remove cars off the beach in as much as they can be?
Yes, I think any thinking person today with our new green focus wouldn't want. I never liked cars on our beach, but there's a bylaw there, and that's the way it is, and that's the way it has been. But it's not ideal by any. I mean, many people, you'd see it on anything, don't like cars on the beach. That's a hazard of its own. We did have a death a few years ago. You know, it's just too dangerous, especially with children, and it's not ideal, it's not green, and it's not safe.
Yeah, it's spoiling the enjoyment of what is a fantastic
Absolutely.
Beach.
Absolutely. I mean, what happens, I don't know, but the tourists really, because they come and they go, but local people move away down past that parking area just to get away from it. Why do people go to a beach for peace and quiet? And what we saw last weekend was really intolerable. We can't have that on any beach in our country. And this is a blue flag beach, and then there's the question of possibly losing that status.
Yeah, that's how much of a worry is that for ye, do you think?
Well, of course it's a concern. I mean, you know, forget tourism and finance and all that end of it, to lose that wonderful thing to have a blue flag beach on our peninsula. And we need to cherish it and hold on to it. And whatever is needed will have to be done to ensure that we can.
There's €50,000 there applied for under a specific scheme to try and deal with issues like this. Is that a start, I suppose, to try and get things?
It is a starting point. A very, very active committee worked very, very hard to prepare that plan, and they brought it to the council and it has been accepted and it's been tweaked, and that it's a starting point. But really, there's no question but we need a bigger plan here and significant investment. The infrastructure is just not appropriate. There's too much going on back at that on that point on the junction on the road where you have a hotel, a caravan park, and a very, very busy beach. And, you know, even the guard's point of view, it's a dangerous spot. And we have to, as a community, work with the council and help find a solution.
And it's important as well that everyone is involved. The businesses are involved as well because it's their livelihoods and the overall enjoyment of the locals, and then for the safety, I suppose, of the tourists who visit the beach as well, Maura.
Yeah, that's the thing. You see, it's multifactorial. We have to look at all the angles and bring in the stakeholders so that we can. And then the new community council is only voicing what this community wants. We want to work together with our county council, you know, to have a safe, enjoyable facility. And it's a wonderful. The tourists, I'd say, from hotels in Killarney and Dingle, not everyone, there was many of them stop at Inch Beach. It's a very, very prominent. Facility on our peninsula.
Yeah. And how disappointing is it from that point of view then to see the profile of it when these things happen, it takes off on social media and all of that?
Very disappointing, but the comments that are not great ones, but my young people here in the house tell me, the comments are helpful too. People generally don't want cars on the beach. And that brings back to the county council to look at, you know, what our own people want. These aren't tourists that are talking at all, these are our own national visitors don't want cars on the beach, but where do people go? And then maybe the bylaw needs to be changed.
Yeah, is there any issue in relation to
it? Would we force if cars were banned from the beach? Of course, then there'd have to be a solution.
Yeah, and one of those, and again, this is all up for talks and up for grabs in terms of what might be worked out, but in the medium term, while they try and access some land, would there be an issue of perhaps maybe some sort of a bus service? But then it's where would the bus come from? How often would it run? Would that be practicable or workable in terms of a solution?
Something we haven't really looked at in any detail. You know, that's what's going to have to happen now. We have to sit down. This is on our agenda now as a community council to see where we go and how we communicate with the county council and sit down together and find a solution. So quite a problem, really.
It's not an easy fix. And if anyone thinks it is...
Ongoing. My fear is, and we mentioned it already, I don't go back, because, you know, it dies down, then in the month of September, it's all over until next year, and we're back there again. Yeah. So we're going to use this year now to maybe make changes there.
There's a sense of urgency around it now, you think that will happen?
You know, yeah.
Okay, Maura, well, listen, look, thanks
all
very
right,
much for
sir.
Giving us your view on it on the programme this morning.
All right. Thanks. Okay, you're welcome.